Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now. Thank you.
in your awesome presence stand. How our souls thirst for thee in a dry and thirsty land. Oh, we need your power and glory as we've seen before. For your love is better than life, and my lips will sing your praise.
Lord, we'll let your praises ring.
but it's morning time in the spirit. And he's saying, worship me right now. Focus in on you, Jesus, and we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 God, we bless you.
Just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. how great is our God. Hallelujah. Exalt the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Almighty God, you are awesome. We bless you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence, Spirit of the living God. For us, Holy Ghost, take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our lives completely and totally to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way in our lives. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, let thy will be done in our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us into all truth. Teach us. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us with the joy of the Lord, for strengthening us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for opening our eyes of understanding. We thank you for speaking to us, Holy Spirit, your name. Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for your mercy. Mercies on you every morning. So Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandkids. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this day is a brand new day in our lives. And so, Lord, we pray that as you has released us to live in this day, this 24 hours, this day, oh God, Father God, we pray that you will perfect all that concerns our lives. We pray, Lord, that we will be sensitive to the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, Father, just as you forgive us, teach us how to forgive others who have trespassed against us. Teach us how to walk in your love and your forgiveness. Father, when we try to do some of these things, we cannot make it. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Oh, thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless your name. So, Father, this morning, release the blood of Jesus Christ into the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Release the blood of Jesus Christ into our homes, our environment. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our spirits, we soak our souls and bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we soak our homes, our transportations, our jobs in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our cells, our tissues, our organs, our systems in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood speak. Father God, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus. Speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you. We take off our shoes and we stand on your holy ground, O God. Father God, we come into your presence, your holiness, in your righteousness, in your truth. O Father God, and we bless you. And we thank you, Lord. We exalt you, O God. Give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. Not the one from yesterday. But thank you for the fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Your fresh oil, your fresh anointing. We refresh ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Refresh ourselves. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Thank you, Lord, that we have access because of Jesus. Come into your presence. Father, we bless your name. We ask you to empower us, O God. Empower us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels, being with us, guiding us, and protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives. Father God, everyone is assigned, angels are assigned to every one of us individually. And Lord, angels are assigned to every ministry, oh God. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all the holy angels that have been assigned to each and every one of us under the sound of our voice, Father God, to do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus, to guide and protect us from every form of evil and darkness, to war on our behalf according to your way, your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire. Father God, we hide under the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of your wings. Oh God, we thank you for that secret place, your secret place. Make us invisible to the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come against every monitoring spirit in the name of Jesus that is monitoring this service, monitoring our lives, our destiny. Father God, whatever they're using, seen and unseen, known and unknown, we destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Anything that they are using, we utterly destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Restore unto us, O God, the joy of your salvation. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that is coming forth, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. There's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Come into our heart. Bless you. We praise you. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to those who are just joining us this morning. We bless God for you this morning in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to run through this by God's grace. It will not be long. We've been doing this, but I Spirit of the Lord want us to continue. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Hallelujah. We went over by name, if my people were called by my name, we went over humility, humbling yourself. We went over praying, and then we started with seek my face, seeking God's will for our lives. And now we going to go on to and turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. As we seek the face of God, seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added, all things unto us. All things. There are many times when we say all things, we think of physical. Nothing happens in the physical that doesn't happen in the spiritual. The spiritual realm, the realm of the spirit is the cause of things. Always start from the spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So what I'm saying to you this morning, when you seek the face, my brothers and sisters of Almighty God at once, and know, you pray and seek his face, you're seeking his face to know what he wants for us to do, what he wants you to do as an individual. What does he want? How does it? We should ask God always. Many times we make plans, and I'm guilty of that too. And then we want God to come and make this plan perfect, but we need to ask him first before we even make plans. What do you want? How do you want us to do it? Give us detail. Show us the way. Show us the path. Seek his face. Lord, I'm guilty of sinning against you. Coming to God in honesty and telling him that the wrong that you have done, you have sinned, you have fallen short, we have done. Or tell him about sometimes it's difficult when things are hurting you to let go. But then you ask him to send the Holy Spirit. You see, God can do anything for you. There's nothing impossible for him to do. At times we fail because we try these things on our own. The word of God, I can do all things. You can only through Christ Jesus. That means we are dependent on, completely and totally dependent on Jesus Christ. So when God said, when God showed us the places that are pleasing to him and show us different things about ourselves, looking at ourselves through the, like God looks at us through Jesus. Then you look at the man in the mirror, which is, I look at myself. Who am I? And God reveals to the Holy Spirit everything, and the Holy Spirit reveals to you who you really, what you are, who you are. I'm talking about looking at yourself. Quite frankly, I'm not, you know, without our righteousness as filtered. Oh, yeah, we still lie. We're still doing things that's not right. So sometimes the Holy Spirit, look at yourself. What do you see? Okay, many times we try to be self-righteous. We say, oh, I'm perfect. None of us are perfect. Everything comes through Christ. So sometimes when the Spirit of the Lord is pointing out areas in our lives that we need to surrender to him and allow him to change and change us, allow him. We have to allow him to come into our hearts to change, take away the heart of stone and give us his heart of flesh. All it has to do with surrendering. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So when you think of things and he tells you, we step to think, God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. God will come through different, speak to you through different ways. The way he speaks you, the way he speaks to me, sometimes it's not in the traditional way that you expected. So that's why you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because he will not speak to you so you, he speaks to you so you can understand you, your eyes of understanding to know what he wants for your life. And let me tell you, it's the opposite of what the world might want or what you will want. God is no respecter of person. So when you seek his face and he tells you A, B, and C, and you know, by this time you should know the voice of God. And when you seek his face, that means he said, and turn from your wicked ways. But suppose if he's telling you, that means you already finished because you saw his face. Then what he wants you to do, turn from your wicked ways. Things that we've done that's not pleasing to him. Turn. When it's repentance, turn. You see, God goes, let us go through all the steps. And we see ourselves, not through the eyes of Jesus, but see ourselves filthy, ragged. And then we truly turn around. Don't go back from our wicked ways. Don't go back. I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal the land. So if we seek, when we seek God's faith, or when we do all these things and then turn from our wicked ways. And sometimes we don't think things are When we do things, they have a ripple effect on others. We have to be careful, and sometimes not only others, but sometimes just your family. So be very, very careful, because God sees, God hears, and God knows. So we have to have in our hearts, I want to turn from my wicked ways. Okay, let me give you an example. 30, and I will stop right there. We look at drug dealers in the street selling drugs, just selling drugs in the street, selling drugs in the African-American community, whatever, low-income community. These boys, young boys, are recruited. How are they recruited? They're recruited. They're in the education department, releases information that it should not release. So they know the children that are, their parents are receiving food stamps, different stuff of single mothers. And so they target their children in a low-income neighborhood. The mother already is struggling to bring up these children. She probably single, and her income is low. And so what they do, why would they target those children? Because they believe that those children will have needs. Like they want to wear their shoes or different things like others. And so they target them to sell drugs and promise them that, and scare them that they should not tell their parents anything. And so these children go out in the street and they sell these drugs. They get called or whatever. And who are they selling the drugs to? They're selling the drugs to the same people in the low-income community. Even the rich or the Caucasian go buy some of them. They will send an African-American to buy the drugs into that community. Some people get overdose because the drugs they sell, some of the drugs, cocaine is addictive. Crack is addictive. I'm just giving you an example, and I know what I'm saying. And they get addicted to this drug. Some of the women start selling themselves as prostitution because they need this drug, and they can become addicted. They become start to all kind of sex tricks to get the drugs. The men on the drugs. So what is happening? So what am I saying? Turn from the wicked way. So who is the cause of all these things? We know that the enemy, but where does it go? Look from the top. Who is the top man in the whole picture? Who is the top? You see, God knows the king. You might say, oh, the children. Oh, you can say, oh, the school. Or you said the man that recruited them. But who recruited the man that recruited them? There's a king. So there's someone at the very, very top who's getting every dime who's getting, they got a report to. Their boss got another boss, and you better start these checking. Be surprised who it is or who these people are. So turn from their wicked ways. So who's going to be? God is speaking to that top person who is bringing it into the country. There's a whole line of change. And so what happened? The community is being messed up. The boys are getting locked up. you have been put in jail. The person is getting real back. Hallelujah. Because Satan has initiated a plan to destroy. And how did that plan come? A strategy for those who are connected to Satan, who don't mind, and they will not feel that they are murderers or they are destructive. But they are responsible. It's all the chains. Each person is accountable. Each person is accountable. Because what it is, you're spoiling the children of God. You're killing. You are murdering. You are destroying lives. Women turning into prostitution. It's a chain of reaction. A nation, all over the nation, wherever it is. Turn from their wicked ways. So why is the heaven closed? I'm just giving an example. God sees these things and he knows it. Another example is somebody who carries lies and gossip. And the lies go from one lie to another lie. And what they hear, they keep speaking, and what they heard is not true. And then somebody, in turn, commits suicide because of the lie that this particular person started. Or sometimes people start the lies, and people start getting unforgiveness or hate in their hearts towards something that is a lie. Or making decisions based on lies. That's why we all have to seek the face of God and not seek. And then when he said turn, so those the things that we are doing, it is not, that's not right in the sight of God when he tells us, if you are lying, stop lying. If you steal, stop stealing. If you're selling drugs, stop selling drugs. If you're a manipulator, stop doing this. We have the turn. Young children having babies that they don't even know how to take care of. It's like babies having babies. And society have accepted those things. It's okay. But what are these children bringing? Who are these children bringing up? They can't even bring up themselves. Why? Then we blame society, and the parents. We look at ourselves. Hallelujah. God said, turn from some of this. Let us do things according to what God wants. And it's not boring, because the enemy brings things to us that is not boring. No. Seeking God says, how do we do this? How do we do that? And they're following what he wants. Because the Bible says, thy kingdom, the Lord's prayer, come on earth as it is in heaven. There's no drugs in heaven. There's no lies, manipulator, but all those things are not in heaven. No, it's from the kingdom of darkness. We shall know the truth, and the truth will tell us free. So everything has a ripple, hallelujah. Turn from their wicked ways in different ways. Sometimes we do things subtly and it affects others as wickedness. We say things that affect others. We say things that we even come against God's kingdom, and we eat God's kingdom, and we say things to sabotage the kingdom of God and God's will. We do things to sabotage. So we come in against our own selves. We come in against God, and we cannot prevail. No man can prevail against God. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, turn. So we need to repent and turn. Search me, O Lord. and not just come every morning, Lord, have mercy, but really mean what we say. That we need the Holy Spirit to help us in those areas of our lives, really from our hearts. Just not say it, no, but really say it from the heart and be, Lord, I want to change. I don't like this thing about me. I want to change. I want to be a better person. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better grandmother. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better sister. I want to be a better minister, a better prophet, a better apostle, a better. I want to be a better, you know, employee. I want to do the best that I can do. Some people cheat on the time clock. They say 30 minutes are different. I want to be better. God sees that. That's a lie. Some people steal from their patients that they work for. Think it's nothing. Oh, I just took a lotion or a cream. No, you do. You want to be. That's what God said. Turn. You steal toilet roll. You steal paper towels. This is when you're working for the patient. You steal this. You steal that. Turn. Or you go take care of a patient and you're impatient with them. You're yelling at them. I've heard it. I've heard people, even on this prayer line, not this particular one, but on my prayer, yell at patients. Call me to pray for something and they're taking care of their patients. Oh, my God. Hey. Yelling, almost want to get into a combative mood because the patient, how he was yell or do things to people that already have Alzheimer's or mental disease or whatever, and you yelling, they're not even in their right mind. And even if they're in their, and yelling and being evil and mean, and you get your paycheck and you mean to that person. And you don't have that patience, or you're supposed to change their diapers or their pampers, whatever, and you halfway do it, you still got poop and all kinds of stuff on them, and you're not going to do it well. You don't take care of them well. You don't give them the love. You come on the prayer line every day. You pray for your children. Pray that you're wicked to those that you're taking care of. You yell, you scream, you treat them any kind of way. It doesn't matter about their color, whether, no, you treat white, black, treat them, they're afraid of you, some of them tremble when you come around. And then you pray every day, what make you think you, God, you're wrong. There's so many things that we do that's so wrong. Then when we get old and then we wonder why this happening to us when we're so old. Why? Because of what you did when you were 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60. So to the people that you took and you forget these things. Cause it turns. I'm just giving an example. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. We need when God show us those in our lives. That's what it said. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When God show us, you babysitting children, you're treating them like nothing. You're yelling at them. You're not doing it at the right stuff. Their parents not there, and you do it, and the children are so afraid. They're tripping. They can't tell their parents anything. Do you know what it is for that child to come to you every day? That child is, and when you look, the teacher's calling because the child not doing well. Why? Because the child went to you first because before they went to school, and you were evil and mean. How you expect to listen when you have that evil and meanness on you? How you expect your children hear you say evil and mean things about their brother, about others? and they hear you all day on the phone saying negative things. You think that child will not pick up that and start saying negative things about others also? We have to be careful. And I'm saying this because many times we all have made mistakes, but God said, turn. Because these things have a ripple effect. We affect the next generation. That's why things are not passed down. We're showing the children how to be mean, how to be evil. You abuse a child, the child abuse another child. All these things. Turn. We need to turn. Turn from our wicked ways. Turn. And you don't have to look at another person. We as individuals, we need to turn. As individuals, and then it will move on. Hallelujah. And God, what he said, then he will hear. And then he will heal the land. Father, I thank you this morning. Thank you for your word, Lord. Father, as I bring this word this morning, it's not me but you, Christ. Lord, help me to look at myself in the mirror. Not with Jesus steady, but by myself. Those negative behaviors, Father God, things in my life that is stopping me from walking in your fullness, have mercy upon me, oh God. If you know it, you fall short in any area and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, I'm not telling you to press one or two. It's between you and the Lord. I want you right now to take this time and repent. Repent. I don't care whether you pay $1,000 for a tithe. It doesn't make a difference. Your tithe will not carry you to heaven. Repent. I don't care. Whether you're in church, you're a deaconess, women's committee, whatever. Repent. Whether you're a pastor, an evangelist, a teacher in a Bible school, Sunday school, whether you're a prophet and a pastor, and you still got those things that are holding you back, repent. You're singing in a choir, repent. You're not even in the church, you're in the world. Repent. Repent. Stop blaming others for yourself. Think you fall short. This person made me do it. Is this person? No, take responsibility. Let us take responsibility for our actions. If you're in that category and the Holy Spirit is moving right now, the Holy Spirit is moving right now in your womb, in your midst. The Holy Ghost is right there. I say to you this morning, repent. To every one of us, repent, because the Holy Spirit is revealing you to you. And revealing you to you. So repent. You want the world to change? It starts from you. You want things to change? It starts from you. It starts from every one of us. We're calling the body of Christ to repentance. We're not even going into the world right now. We're going in the body of Christ. Repent. Ask God for mercy. You yelling at your patients, mean, repent. Stealing from your patients, mean, repent. Adding more hours on your job, repent. Whatever it is, repent. Turn. I don't know what it is, but God, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us ourselves. And so take this time and repent to the Lord. Father, we repent and ask the Lord to teach you, lead you, to guide you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, revealed, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.